Why do orphans matter to God? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Aaron Bagwell with Expect Hope Ministries, who provides the essentials of life for orphans, including the gospel.
I think that just in my own heart, when I see a child without a mother, father, even both, there's something in me that's just like, I want to take that child home and take care of this child, give them food and clothing. And I believe that's God's heart. He has a heart for those who are hurting, but also those who don't have a father or a mother, because He is our provider. God wants to provide for those children.
Yeah. I think is a concept that's very important. I mean, the Bible even says it right here in Psalms chapter 68, verses 5. It says that He is a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows. So right there, He wants to be a father to the fatherless. And, you know, the Bible always talks about, and Jesus says that He is Father God, meaning He has a father's heart. And a father's heart is to protect, provide, love, and care for children. But what I love about that, and why I think we need to have more of a love for orphans, because like here in America, I just honestly never really thought too much about orphans, is because we don't see them. You know what I mean? And we have the government that takes care of orphans.
Well, there's foster kids, and they're orphans in a way. They're being
true.
Taken care of.
That's
but
true.
They don't have their mother or father.
That's true. But I mean, when I went to Africa and I saw where mom and dad both died from HIV. No treatment, right? And so this kid is an orphan.
Yeah.
And living out on the street. It's like, how do you get by?
Yeah.
I mean, you are a creature made in the image of God, and yet no one to take care of. So I can see so much why God blesses those who take care of orphans, and why we need to more understand God's heart for that. You know what I mean?
And you know, the Lord created us male and female, and then we become one, and we have... He wants us to have godly offspring. Right. His whole design was so that a man and a woman could raise children, teach them in the ways that they should go, that we'd be fruitful and multiply. And when this function isn't working, when there isn't a mother or father, when a child's an orphan, then God provides for them. And you see people who grow up who were these orphans and how God gives them great ministries or great things. And it's also important what this ministry is doing, because in James 1:27, it says that religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and keep oneself unstained from the world. So this is very important what Aaron's doing, and we're going to learn more after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by FA79 and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. FA79 serves delicious Vietnamese pho noodle soup, along with many other authentic Vietnamese selections. They've received Denver Magazine's Top of the Town Award and were voted Best Vietnamese Restaurant by the Denver Dining Guide. Make plans now to dine at FA79, located at 781 South Federal Boulevard in Denver, or call them at 303-922-2930. That's 303-922-2930.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th Hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th Hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Aaron Bagwell. He is the founder and president of Expect Hope, and we're going to find out all that he's doing in his ministry and how you can get involved. Let's welcome to the show, Aaron. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're excited to hear about all that you're doing. And before we find out more, can you tell me a little bit about the vision and the mission that you have?
Well, Expect Hope really was founded off this vision of seeing a world in which every child is rescued from injustice and given a future full of hope.
Wow.
So we pursue that by rescuing children from poverty and injustice through food, clothing, shelter, access to health care, and most importantly, the love of God.
Oh, wow. And awesome. So let me ask you this. What was your inspiration for getting started to help children like this?
Well, my wife and I founded the ministry about 10 years ago, and it started through just going on a few mission trips overseas. And in those 10 years, we went to over 40 different nations. And one thing that we've always saw was the need to help orphaned children. And as we began with one facet of the ministry, which was evangelism and crusade-style ministry, mm-hmm. the Lord really dealt in our heart to start meeting this need of these orphan children around the world, specifically around Asia. Mm-hmm. And so we started aiming our focus to say, how can we create a long-term sustainable impact that would not only help them for a moment, but would help them for a lifetime? And that's kind of the short version of how Expect Hope got birthed.
Oh, that's so beautiful. What about the child sponsorship? Is that a part of your organization? And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, what's so amazing about Expect Hope is that when we started finding kids, they were literally on the street. And we found that without somebody taking care of them, the government was not able to take care of them. We currently work in four nations: Albania, Nepal, India, and the Philippines. And what we saw was that these children were being sex trafficked or human trafficked. Mm. Many times they might even end up killed or murdered. Horrible atrocities were taking place. Mm-hmm. Nobody was taking care of them. And so we said, God, how do we help them? And so we began with one facility in Nepal. And in the last 2 years, we've now expanded to 11 facilities worldwide. Starting with just 20 children, we now have over 330 children in our program. Mm-hmm. And what's so cool about sponsorship is that we have found that sponsorship is the key to taking care of their needs. And so we offer a program to where a person can donate $35 a month, but that $35 every month takes care of all the basic needs of the child, such as food, clothing, shelter, access to health care. And it's just incredible how far the dollar in the U.S. stretches in some of these countries. Mm. But more importantly, it's giving life sustaining hope to these kids. It's just an incredible thing that's taking place.
That is incredible. I have such a heart for babies and children and orphans. Yeah. And yeah. It just sounds like you and your wife have such a great heart to do this and reach these children. Tell me a little bit about the success of this. I mean, it's obviously successful having that many children already in these orphanages, but are you seeing some changes maybe in them coming to know the Lord or their health being taken care of?
Absolutely. You know, one of the cool things is we're evangelists at heart. And so everything we did initially internationally was through evangelism. But what we found is as we started pouring into children, you know, you don't just have a moment to preach Jesus. You get a lifetime to preach Jesus. And so it's so cool because now we just rescue kids. I don't care what they believe. We're going after children that are on the street. And that's kind of what makes us a little different from a Compassion or a World Vision or some of these other very large scale organizations. All the kids in our program are orphans. And so when we rescue them, they might be Muslim or Hindu or whatever belief system they have, but we bring them into a place of love. And then we teach them God is love and we teach them about Jesus. And so it's so amazing now as some of the kids are getting older and growing that their faith is growing and their love for God is growing because they've been so loved.
That's so true.
That's awesome.
And what are your hopes for the future for these orphanages? As you said, it's already expanded. What do you see happening in the future for the ministry?
Well, we are really excited because we feel that the Lord is opening up a lot of really exciting doors and opportunity. And one of the ways is through the governments. So even though we're Christian and faith-based in our organization, we're having tremendous favor with Hindu governments, Muslim governments. It's not a hindrance to our efforts, at least. In fact, I've met with world leaders, I've met with governors, I've met with mayors, and they all seem to be very favorable towards what we're doing because of how real an impact it is. And so It's been incredible to go already to 11 facilities, but our dream is to rescue 1,000 kids off of the streets by the end of 2018. And we have a really big dream to rescue 10,000 children in the next 5 years. And so we hope that the listeners will hear and be in prayer with us, because we are really aggressively going after an injustice epidemic that's taking place in these nations. But it's amazing how God will position us to do things we never dreamed of doing, but yet he empowers us as we take one step at a time.
That's so true. You know, Aaron, there are people listening who have a heart for the children and they want to get involved with your ministry or they want to donate. How can people reach you and be a part of this Expect Hope ministry?
Sure. Well, everything can be found on our website, which is very easy to remember, expecthope.com. And from there, it's kind of a portal. You know, you can sponsor children if someone wanted to make a one-time donation. Also, we have a lot of our projects we've accomplished, and we're very transparent. So you can go and see our annual financial report, see how much money's come in any given year and where it's going. And we're very big on this because we want people to know, if you feel led to partner with us and donate or sponsor a child, your money is going to do the work we say it does. And I think that's been a key to our success, is that we've seen a lot of children really helped. And we go every year. I personally, my wife and I, whether it's myself or her, we personally are visiting all these facilities and visiting all the children every year. It's very real to us, and their dollars are very impacting, and they're going right to the cause.
That is so beautiful. Well, we just appreciate the work you're doing and helping these little ones, and I know the Lord is pleased with that. Thank you so much for sharing your ministry with us. And for those who are listening, you can get a hold of Pastor Aaron Bagwell at Expect Hope. And thank you again for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was truly a pleasure.
Well, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that you are the hope for the hopeless. And I just love the name of this ministry, Expect Hope. You know, it's so easy for us living in America to take a lot of the things that we have for granted. And sometimes we feel like, well, yes, food, water, clothing, not a big deal. But for someone else, people in other countries are really expecting to find hope in something, in someone. And you could be that someone that could bring hope into a little child's life. Father God, I pray that you begin to speak and move upon the hearts of your people. And Father, I know that you're calling people out to support this ministry. So we thank you so much, Lord, for your goodness and how you love those who have no fathers and mothers. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.